Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt des Shavuos, Perik Zayin, Mishnah Dalet. The list continues of people that swear and take, as opposed to the standard swear to defend yourself. We already spoke about a hired worker, about someone who was robbed, someone who was wounded, and now, as the Mishnah begins, Mishnah Dalet, v'shekenegdoi chashud ala shvua keitzat. The fourth example of someone who swears and collects was someone who was up against another person in Beis Din. Now this other person can't be trusted on a shvua. Shekenegdoi, literally his opponent, chashud ala shvua. He's suspect when it comes to shvuas. We can't trust him. So memela, the one who's making the claim, the one who's asking for the money, he's going to swear. Keitzat. How does this work? Can you illustrate a case? Mishnah answers, basically, here's the case. Achas shvuas ha'edus. Whether it happened once in regard to shvuas ha'edus. This person swore that he doesn't know edus for someone, then it turned out that he does. V'achas shvuas ha'pikade. Or it turned out that he swore he doesn't have someone's money, someone's wallet, someone's item, and then it turned out that he does. V'afilu shvuas shav. Even if he swore a shvua in vain. Remember what a shvua shav is? From Perik Gimel, Mishnah Ches. He swears about a stone pillar that it's gold and so on. This person is no longer trusted with shvuas. Zakta Mishnah hi echad mehen misachik bekoviyah. If one of them was a person who plays, according to some shitas, it means dice for money. Although min ha-toira, it may not be considered stealing, but Chazal said, this person can't be trusted. He's not contributing to society. He's not learning Torah. He's not doing acts of chesed. He's not trading. He's not creating a product. He's not providing a service. He's living an empty life. He's sitting there and gambling. This person cannot be trusted in midrabanan. Umalva b'rib, someone who lends money on interest. L'maisa, the borrower agreed to pay him. So min ha-toira, though he's over, terrible iser, multiple isurim when it comes to taking interest, but he's not necessarily a ganav. Still, Chazal consider him a ganav. And that's why his shvu is possible. Umafricha yoina, this person races pigeons for money. Some say he trains doves or pigeons to bring other birds over to his property and his rishus. And this is considered gezel neidar kishalim. And the last case in this category, the sochedei shvias, a person who does business with the paris of shmita. You can eat your paris shmita, but you're not supposed to do business with it. Now, he's not a thief, but he's willing to be oiver, a dioraisa, to make money. So therefore, we are scared this type of a person could swear falsely for money as well. In all these instances, in the first part of the Mishnah, we were talking about a Isurei D'Raisa. In the second part of the Mishnah, we were talking about things that were instituted in the Rabbanon, but Shekenegdai, either way, his opponent, even if he's the one that's trying to collect money, Nishma V'Noitel swears and takes. Says the Mishnah Vayta, what do we do if Hayashneyen Chashudin? The person claiming the money, as well as the person who's trying to defend himself, and he says he doesn't owe the money, both aren't trusted when it comes to shvuas. Well, in that case, chazra shvua l'makayma. The shvua returns to its place. In other words, the one who's defending himself is really the one that's supposed to swear. So we had a problem with him, so we gave it over to the one who's claiming the money. But if we have a problem with both, let's go back to what the Torah says. Divi Rabbi Yossi Zihalt Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Meir says that since neither of them can swear, yachloik, no one's going to swear. But they divide the amount that they're arguing. And the one who's defending the claim, he pays half the amount in question. Really, Chaz Rishula Makayma has another pshat. We go back to Har Sinai, to the shvua that we all accepted upon ourselves in Har Sinai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mashbiah us loy sigzel, not to steal. And if someone steals, you're not going to get away with it. No one gets away with stealing. The money has to be returned one way or another. And if Bezin can't institute a way of returning it, because we have a problematic situation like this, and no one is trusted with a shvua, don't worry. The Rabbanishim will make sure that that person who took money that's not his will have to give it up some way or another. Do you know that the Vilna Gaon says in Mishlei that if one person steals from another person and the money is not returned down here in this world, both have to come back down to this world so the money can be returned. But Menashamayim, there's a cheshbon on every penny. Okay. So reviewing Mishnah Dalid, Shekenegdei Chashud Ala Shvua is a case of where one person is simply not trusted over here. The person is trying to defend and saying, I don't owe any money. Whether he lied about testimony, whether he lied about having a pekadon, even if he made a Shvua Shav. For that matter, if there are even if he only can't swim at the Rabbanan, like someone who gambles, loans money on ribbis, engages in like pigeon races, or according to another pshat, trains them to bring other birds over to him, people that do business with Perishvias, all these people aren't trusted with a Shvua, so therefore someone who's claiming the money, who's going to swear and take. If they're both Chashid al Shvua, Chazra Shvua l'makayma, so we said two pshatim, one pshat, actually this is the one the Batura says first, is, okay, so we can't do anything about it. But the Rabbi Nishalayla, who made us all swear in Har Sinai, Lai Sigzal, he'll make sure no one gets away with taking something that's not his. Another pshat is Chazra Shvua l'makayma, the Shvua goes back to the one who's defending the Shvua, because anyway, both aren't trusted. And Rameir says, if they both aren't trusted with a Shua, we simply divide the amount of money that is in dispute.